And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Ba-la-la-la.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, the Batman vs. Superman special. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Anything Goes, NFL Easy Picks, and The Fraudcast, which doesn't exist. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, There you go. All right, oldschoolmovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy, oldschoolmovies2@gmail.com. You can tweet us at oldmoviesnet, that's oldmoviesnet, hashtag OSATM. Without further ado, let's introduce our panel this week for Batman versus Superman. A lot to discuss. Of course, our Iron Man, Mr. Heavyset.
If there's a need for a rescue mission, when the world is threatened, the world needs help, it calls on America. I know who's ass to kick.
Did you say Martha?
We've got...
Wait, Martha? You mean, wait, how do you know that name?
We've also got...
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
Batman, Superman, my voice is modulated so I sound like Jigsaw. I have a trap for you, Superman.
And of course, we've got from expertcomics.com, Dave. Or Duke, are you Dave or Duke?
Dave, just go Dave, man.
Just go Dave.
It's Dave. Dave's here.
Do you have a witty shitting on Batman comments?
I'm not going to shit on this movie as much as everybody else is going to, I don't think. So, no.
Okay. I look forward to this.
All right. Let's start off with a one-sentence review. Then we're going to go in depth. But if you had one sentence to describe this movie, Heavyset, what would you call it?
It's good, but it's not the Avengers.
Carp, one sentence to describe your review of Batman.
Thoroughly unimpressed.
Well, yeah, you cut that down to two words. That's pretty good. Will.
Joyless and not fun.
Jesus Christ. Dave.
Okay, but not my cup of tea.
And I'm going to say lived up to the hype.
I like it.
People give me shit for having rose-colored glasses on.
No, you know what, guys? I know a lot of guys in the industry, in and out of the industry, and a lot of them like it. So.
Which industry, by the way, film or comics?
Comic books.
Okay.
All right. So for those who have been living under a rock, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, we're going to play a quick trailer and then we're going to break it down. Here we go.
That's him right there. There he is.
Who's that?
You must be new. That is Bruce Wayne.
Mr. Wayne. Clark Kent, Daily Planet.
What's your position on the Bat Vigilante in Gotham? Civil liberties are being trampled on in your city. People living in fear. He thinks he's above the law.
The Daily Planet criticizing those who think they're above the law is a little hypocritical. What'd you say? Considering every time your hero saves a cat out of a tree, you read a puff piece editorial about an alien. You could burn the whole place down.
Most of the world doesn't share your opinion, Mr. Wayne.
Maybe it's Gotham City and me. We just have a bad history with freaks dressed like clowns.
Boys! Bruce Wayne meets Clark Kent. I love it. I love bringing people together. How are we?
Lex.
Hi, hello. Lex, it is a pleasure. Ow! Wow, that is a good grip. You should not pick a fight with this person. You know the oldest lie in America, Senator? That power can be innocent.
You're gonna go to war. That son of a bitch brought the war to us. You know you can't win this. It's suicide.
The greatest gladiator match in the history of the world. Son of Krypton versus Bat of Gotham.
You're psychotic.
It is a three-syllable word for any thought too big for little minds.
It's time you learn what it means to be a man.
Stay down! If I wanted it, you'd be dead already.
If man won't kill God, the devil will do it.
What have you done? Off.
She with you?
I thought she was with you.
Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. Since I'm the only one with really a positive outlook on this, I'm going to say...
I
liked it.
Okay, well, I'm going to say the stuff I liked, and then, you know, you guys can shoot it down if you want, and maybe we could have a little bit of a debate. First off, Batfleck delivered. I thought he paid a fantastic performance, not only Bruce Wayne, but Batman. Will, what do you think about that?
I agree 100% with you. 100%. Wait, except for one little thing, but we'll get to that later. But for the portrayal, yes.
Do you think he fulfilled kind of the Batman role in terms of taking over from Christian Bale? This is Frank Miller's Batman,
correct? Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, yes and not really. Surface level, they really didn't do much.
I believe it's the words you're looking for are loosely based on.
Yeah, loosely, yeah. They really didn't do that much. Also, it's not because he should be a bit old. He should be much older. Anyways, what I want to tell you is that I do agree that he did a good job. However, there are certain things that Batman does in the movie that I find kind of dumb, but that's more because of the script. The actor does a great job playing the character.
Does everybody on the panel agree?
Yeah, I wasn't that. Visually, I liked it. I understand he's Frank Miller's Batman, but he was not the smartest guy in the room. Batman has to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I don't blame the actor for that. I blame more the character. You know what I mean, Dave?
Yes, exactly. I mean, For the story they were telling, I guess he was good. I'd like to see an old school style detective Batman. I want that for once in a movie. I want a Batman that actually values life. You know, not Adam West, obviously, but, you know, my Batman wouldn't just jump to conclusions and go and do something just because somebody wrote on his newspaper.
But he was mind controlled. That's the problem. It was like some kind of... He was being played.
The Batman I wanted, we wouldn't have had a Versus movie. So, because he would be too smart.
Yeah, I know.
To end up trying to destroy someone he doesn't even know is a bad guy.
But the question is, do you think Ben Affleck did a good job playing Batman?
Yeah, if the movie was written differently, he would have... I definitely think that he understands the character. You know, how Batman's supposed to move, fight, act, how Bruce Wayne is supposed to be. I think he understands all that. I'm looking forward to his movie. It didn't resonate with me. Batman or Superman didn't resonate with me at all. Everything I liked about the movie was the other characters.
Do you guys agree, Carp and Heavy?
I was fine with Batflex, so I like the buff version of Batman. I just, like Will said, it was a circumstance of writing. Like, Batman doesn't fucking just go around killing people as much as, and doing what he did is not like the Batman character of comic books. So.
But here's the thing, does it have to be the Batman of the comic books all the time? Does it have to follow that comic book... You know what I mean?
This is the definitive Batman that they're going with for the rest of their universe. So it should have been, you know, like how Chris Evans is Captain America. That's Captain America.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, the thing is this, you're saying, but does he have to be Batman? Well, if he doesn't have to be, then name him something else. This Lex was not Lex from the comics. You're like, does he have to be? I guess it could be another character, but just name him something else. Why is it this? Why is there any point to him being referenced as Batman if he won't act like him? My problem with this is that Batman, okay, I'll get into it later, but the Lex plot is nonsensical, and I look forward to the old school
talking
telling
about
me,
Batman.
Or, I know, but I'm just saying,
focus.
Part of Lex's plan is that he can actually mess with Batman's head. That's part of it. And that would not happen. I don't get how, like exactly. Dave said, people writing some stuff on paper would, like, mess with Batman's head that much. Exactly. It wouldn't. So
he would have found out who wrote that, and he would have figured out who was behind it all.
I mean,
he's a detective.
Yeah, he's a detective. He would actually know what's going on. So that's the part I don't get. I like Batfleck is fine, but the character is really dumb in this movie.
You don't have to change Batman to make him cool. Batman's cool already.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to brand people. Like, that was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Heavyset, do you agree?
I really didn't have that much of a problem with it. I'm really trying to go back in my head and look at all the other Batman movies, and was Batman really the smartest guy in the room?
And that's
there's
the
certain
problem.
No, I don't see that in a lot of the older movies.
But he was. Okay, name me one.
Batman Begins.
Good. Okay. He actually figured out what was going to happen with the water supply, what's going on with the chemicals, and what the bigger plan is, and he eventually stopped it.
I personally didn't find that any of the movies have done him as a detective. I've always wanted to see that. And I thought for this to be the definitive Batman for the future, I think that they shouldn't have made him older. They shouldn't have done the Frank Miller Batman. You know, I was never a big fan of Dark Knight Returns as much as everybody else was.
Me too, by the way.
You know, me personally, I didn't think that was the vision they should have gone with. But I liked, you know, aesthetically, I mean, I think it was very fun. But, yeah, it didn't make me feel like, whoa, it's Batman, you know?
So you want to see Iron Man, got it.
Not at all. Not at all.
Smartest guy in the room, Iron Man, got it.
By the way, Bruce Wayne is smarter than Tony Stark. Just letting you know, if you're looking at the comics, Batman is smarter than Iron Man. That I can tell you that.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not talking about Iron Man. I'm not comparing it to Marvel at all. I just want to see a definitive Batman that, you know, that I grew up loving. You know, it has nothing to do with what the past movies are, or I didn't want to see that replicated at all. I love, you know, I wanted to see, you know, Batman from the comics. That's all, you know. Iron Man and Batman are two different characters.
Recently, just added to the call, after a several month absence, we've got back...
Hey, Charlie, calm down, Charlie.
Hey, guys, hello.
Hey, all right, so we were talking about Ben Affleck playing Batman, better known as Batfleck. Duke or Dave was saying that he wasn't a huge fan of how he was written, but he liked the character mostly. The people liked how he was portrayed. I want to get your thoughts on the performance of Ben Affleck.
I didn't mind it. I mean, I was expecting much, much worse, but I actually don't like how he was written in. I find that I thought he was a little bit too dark, like too playing into the role.
Okay.
I wish that he would have been a little bit more, I don't know, lively, I guess. But I guess that's Batman for you.
Yeah, I mean, if you check all the previous iterations, especially...
But I find it was less.
Okay.
It's post Jason Todd Batman. He's older and he's angry and he's an angry old man. He's Frank Miller.
Yeah, been around for a long time, and yet Clark Kent just heard of him. Like, just
yes,
now.
Exactly. He's in the wrong time frame, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. That was kind of weird. Like, nobody knew who Bruce Wayne was.
No. Only him. The rest is like they're like, why are you writing a story about this thing? Like, remember, like, there was a scene where he's like, but there's all this crime in Gotham. He's like, yeah. Oh, wait, new headline. Water is wet. It's like, this is business as usual. Why is all of a sudden, oh my God, now Superman knows there's Batman? So where were you, like, the past 50? We all know he's there.
I will say that the scene in the beginning where he's introduced with the police officers was amazing. I absolutely loved that scene. It was like a horror movie. You hear the guy screaming, and I found that was one of my favorite parts of the movie, to be honest with you. Because that made me feel like that was something different that we've ever seen from a Batman movie, kind of. You know, that was really well done. You could see that Snyder had certain things that he wanted to do with Batman. And this was the movie where he finally got to do it.
Yeah,
even the Waynes.
I was gonna say that.
I know people didn't want to see it again, but that was the best Wayne death sequence.
No,
fuck bullshit.
No. It was done exactly like The Dark Knight Returns.
Who gives a shit?
With the pearls and everything, and the gun going off. That was cinematically. You know, spectacular.
But the fact
Let the lady talk.
I actually like that too. At the beginning, I was like, "Don't tell me they're going to kill them again. Don't tell me they're going to kill them again." But if you watch this, like, the movie afterwards, if they wouldn't have done it, it would not have made sense. Like, it really brought a lot of parts together. Like, especially with the pearls and everything else. Like, I actually enjoyed that part too. It was like, "Oh, okay, you know what? I'm forgiving."
It looked like a comic book. That was very Snyder.
I agree.
How he did it, and it was almost like actual panels and slow motion. He's amazing at that stuff.
You know what pissed me off about that?
Tell me.
Okay. he falls down the well.
Mm-hmm. That was weird.
Yeah, he falls down the well, right?
It's already a flashback.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the bats around him, and he's like, I'm one with the bats.
And then he flies.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, we didn't need that. We didn't need that sequence.
Because
it didn't begin.
Because in Batman Begins, he's shit scared of the bats, and being terrified of the bats is like most of the thing, where he has to get rid of that fear. So to me, that's my Batman. Changing it pissed me off.
I would have personally jumped to the classic scene of him in the
study, like,
and the bat comes in the window. I would have much rather that. They have like so many versions of the mythos for them to use. They don't have to use the well with the bats and that old thing that Nolan did already. There's so many ways to reintroduce that, and we've never seen that bat flying through the study, and that's what inspires him to be back.
And the worst thing is that that was actually established by Frank Miller, which is the version that this movie takes from. So why not?
Exactly. They could have, if they put in some of that Earth One shit, I would have been, my mind would have been blown.
You mean the Year One?
Year One. I would have absolutely loved that. And I actually hope that's what we see in the Batman movie. I want a prequel. I don't want to see older Batman. I wish there was a way they could make Affleck young again, so we can sort of see, I would like even Death in the Family. I would like to see that.
Suicide Squad, is that set the same time frame?
It's before.
I think his sequence is going to be, because it's Harley with Joker, right? So. Yeah. I think this is how Harley gets caught and put in prison. He's still going to be older, I think. I think it's the exact same costume. But I do believe we're seeing Harley's origin. So I think it's going to be a flashback sequence or something like that.
Heavy. The Batman voice, or as Karp would put it, the voice from Saw. When he was like, do you bleed? You will. You know, like that.
What a bitch. Do you bleed? Flies away.
Yeah, I know.
You will.
I felt that too. I was like, the trailer totally lied to me. I was like, what a wimp.
He said it like 10 minutes after he was long gone. He's like, you will. Betty heard me.
But yeah.
Because I'm Batman.
Yeah, that's right.
Totally not scared of him. I swear.
Yeah, but doesn't he have super hearing?
Oh, but see, that's
he doesn't know that.
Yeah, he doesn't know that. The freaking the fanboys are like, yeah, but
he
like,
should know that.
Superheroes, he'll know. No, yeah, he should, but he doesn't. So it really feels really lame. It feels super lame.
It also really bothered me. I don't know if nobody else is going to be bothered by this, but it really bothered me that the JLA files were Luther's. That should have been Batman's.
Oh, the metahuman stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. But then again, Lex would want to, you know what everything's going on too, right? I mean, okay, this is a bad Lex, but let's say the Lex from the comics. Wouldn't he want those files too? Right.
Oh yeah, I guess. But I mean, this is the mad scientist Silver Age kind of Lex. You know, it was a mix of
this is a
mix of corporate Lex and like Silver Age Lex with a little bit of like Lex Jr. Lex Jr. from like Death of Superman. And you know, I wasn't as hard on Lex as everybody else is, because
We'll get to Lex. Okay, one more thing with Batfleck.
Okay.
You're saying, oh, he wasn't a good detective. First of all, he decrypted those files.
Yeah.
Second, he did the phone pairing thing with the Russian. Like, he was doing some kind of spy shit, too.
Alfred actually did that, no? Like, it was gadgets that he did.
Alfred did do a lot.
Alfred was super smart. Alfred was the detective. Alfred was Batman in this movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Alfred did a lot of shit in this movie. He knew biochemistry. He knew everything. I was like,
He did the voice?
The butler. Yeah, he did the voice thing too. I was like, how does this butler know? How does he know everything?
He was kind. He understood that Superman's not a bad guy.
Hey, you're right. Alfred is actually Batman.
Alfred's Batman.
All right, so I guess we started going into Lex Karp. I know this is one of your downsides, Lex Luthor by Eisenberg. Yeah, Eisenberg. What'd you think of the portrayal?
Every time he talked, I was expecting to hear because he was a fucking clown.
Yes.
It was so bad. Eisenberg is generally an all right actor. He was good in Social Network. He was great in he was even good in Adventureland. I don't know what decision he made to play him up like a goofball clown boy, like almost like he was on some sort of Joker gas when he was doing stuff. But it was completely uncalled for. And then, so Kent and Wayne are talking at the party, and he comes up. He's like, oh, Bruce Wayne talking to Clark Kent. First of all, Lex Luthor wouldn't give a shit who Clark Kent is.
I know. He's not important.
So how would Lex Luthor even know
it's
who
because,
he was?
It's because Luthor knows he's Superman.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Everybody should know he's freaking Superman. The glasses don't fool nobody. Get over it.
You say that, but Henry Cavill walked around Times Square. And nobody noticed him.
Yeah, but it's Times Square.
Yeah,
but by the way, I know Perry White should know who he is. So.
Oh, Perry White, I love it. He actually looks at the newspapers written Superman's dead. He turns to the obituaries. It's like this one lone reporter also died that day during that fight. Oh, so.
I mean,
but isn't that the whole Superman franchise? It's more of like,
yeah,
it's laughed at, but just the way it is.
But this movie tries to be realistic. That's the problem.
They should everybody should know who everybody is, like by their mouth and stuff like that. Like, you sort of have to suspend believability. At least Marvel doesn't really have that many secret identities in their universe.
So Dave, what'd you think about Eisenberg's portrayal?
Okay, I know I'm in the minority, but Lex Luthor is a complex character. The only thing I really had a problem with was the fact that we don't know why he hates Superman. And that's a very important part of Lex Luthor. You know, Superman is this perfect, statuesque alien with all the power that Lex could never have, naturally, anyway. And he hates Superman because of that. He hates the fact that he's what he can't be.
It's ego.
Will, let him finish.
But it's also because...
Will!
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, me personally, I like the fact that they went back and sort of made him more of a villain. You know, a lot of people know him as the corporate Luthor. That's the Luthor everybody likes, and that's the Luthor everybody wants. But, I mean... they sort of went back and made him sort of the Silver Age Luthor and that kind of stuff. I would like to know more about this character. And I like the fact that he's so crazy that so insanely angry and smart and that he's been driven insane, you know. And I don't know. I think that for a villain, you know, it has to have some sort of, you know, crazy method of why he hates these characters, and that's the only thing they didn't quite do. You know, the fact that he acts crazy and stuff, I think that's just sort of how they decided to go. And I don't know, I didn't have as much a problem with that as the fact that Batman just lets people die every 2 seconds.
Will, do you think it was Zack Snyder telling Eisenberg to do that, or was it Eisenberg given the creative freedom?
No, he was not given creative. This movie had very little creative freedom. It was definitely in the script. But one thing I wanted to add to what Dave was saying, sorry to, if I was interrupting, but there's a bit more than he just doesn't have the power that Superman has. It's more that Luthor, the character that he should be, believes that Superman is actually holding humanity back. Because now we have someone who is all-powerful, we don't feel the need to advance since we can't get to his level. So
yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah,
that's
part of his thing. So that's what I wanted to add to that.
I would have liked a little bit more of a backstory on Luthor. I would love, you know, I would love to see sort of like an origin kind of short film or something. You know, even Bryan Cranston being his dad or something like that, and just like, you know, just so we actually understand this character more.
But even then, I wouldn't want to see, because I don't even like him. Like, I don't like this character. Even if he wasn't called Lex Luthor, let's say he was just called Cranky McGee, and he was in this movie, I would still hate that character. Like, it's not because he's Lex Luthor I don't like it. That makes it worse. But I just don't have fun watching this. It's annoying. It's very out of place. And it doesn't, like, he's supposed to be smart, but yet looks like a doofus. Acts like a doofus.
I think they wanted somebody with humor too.
But there's no humor here. Did you laugh?
No. Well,
would you like to have a cherry Jolly Rancher? I'll give it to you. I'll feed it in your mouth. Would you like that? Would that be cool and funny?
Okay, it's getting weird. Heavy set. What'd you think of Eisenberg's portrayal?
I liked it. I thought it was something different than what a lot of people are used to seeing. And I felt like it was kind of a different backstory a little bit for him. Because at the end of the movie where you finally see him going bald, I just figure eventually when they ever get to that point of bringing him back, that it'll be a little bit a different story for him. I liked the craziness that was.
I geeked out at the ding, 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 ding thing because everybody, well, people don't know this, but the mother box that was creating Cyborg in the comic books makes a ping, 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 ping sound. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a cool little nod to that. So, if people that know what's going on.
Charlie, You know, I'm not a huge comic book fan myself of the Superman and Batman stuff. So, you know, when you're saying, oh, well, you know, Luthor was played this way, he should be like this. I haven't really seen Luthor apart from the movie portrayal. So to me, I just didn't like Eisenberg's portrayal of it. I would have like preferred maybe a Bryan Cranston or something like that. But I thought it was played a little over the top. You also being a non-comic book fan, I'd like to get your thoughts on it, his portrayal.
Well, personally, actually, I found that he wasn't in it enough. Like I would have liked his character to be developed a little bit better. I find that everything was out of place when it came to Lex Luthor. So it's like, you don't know why he hates Superman. You don't know why he's so angry, why he knows who Kent is and who Wayne are. Everything seemed to be like just placed in the movie and you just like, oh, well, I hope they all understand. You know what I mean? So it's like, he was fine. I didn't even give it a second thought. It was just like an extra character. To me, it was very secondary. I didn't even concentrate on him just because it was just so misplaced. So I can't even comment. I think for the whole, like, he was crazy, I think he was meant to be deranged a little bit, obviously, because he's trying to destroy, you know, the world and people or whatever. So that didn't bother me.
Well, I didn't catch that.
Well, he's deranged as in, like, he's trying to...
He wants to destroy the world?
Not destroy the world, but, like, he doesn't care about what...
He his mind eventually, eh, Will? Like, he does lose it.
I believe at the end he loses it. If he lets out Doomsday, yes. But I don't know if that was his plan initially to destroy the world.
Not to destroy the world, but he wanted to regain the power. Like, he didn't like the fact that Superman had all the power and people were, like, worshipping this
that's
being.
That's good. Okay.
But, so that's what I mean by deranged, and he wants to take over. But it was like, okay, well, do whatever. It was just, like, a secondary villain to me. I don't know. I feel like this movie was just, like, made into a five-hour movie, and then they finished making it, and they were like, oh, man, this is way too long. And then just cut random parts everywhere. And then it didn't make sense.
And yet it's still long, boring, and they have random ass scenes. Charlie, one thing. You said that Lex knew Wayne was Batman was Wayne. Do we? I didn't catch that.
No.
We don't.
Luther only
said Wayne, she said Superman.
No, she said both.
No, I said both. Because it seemed to me like he was just so like involved. And you don't know exactly why. It's like he knows everything and he's just trying to... It's very weird.
It is weird. I agree.
He does know because he's the one that put the...
oh, yeah, he sent the letters.
Stuff. So he does know.
You're right.
He knows everything.
He knows
everything.
Right. He does have genius level intellect in the comics, so...
No, he does, but it's just not displayed here. It's kind of really weird.
The character, like Charlie said, needed so much more development. To understand a villain like that, you know, we need to know... He's not like the Joker, where the mystique is part of the character. Well, it should be anyway. The mystique should be part of the character when it comes to certain characters. Luthor, we need to understand why he's like this. You know, that's why Michael Rosenbaum from Smallville is the best Luthor for me. Because we got to actually see why he becomes a bad person.
Do you think that is a cause of just too much happening in this movie?
Well, can I say something?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, I mean, there was way too many stories. There was like so many stories and everything was just cut. Exactly like I said, like they were making a super long movie and then just decided, it was like, oh shit, this is way too long. Let's, I guess we'll cut here, here. Oh, they'll get it. Don't worry about it. It's very weird. Unless they did it completely intentionally and the movie that we're going to get next is going to be like a prequel or it's going to explain some stories or develop from those stories. I don't know, but it's like... It was just everywhere. It's almost like they started making... They announced the idea of the movie, and then they were like, shit, now what? You know what I mean? And they just pulled everything together.
It will develop from one point. Charlie Clatis will develop at least one point, and it's that weird-ass scene where Bruce Wayne has a dream, and he wakes up from a dream, and this person in red in like this time void... That at least... I'm assuming at least that will be built upon.
It better
be. That's absolutely directed towards the Crisis storyline.
It is?
So that's the Flash, buddy.
Huh?
That's the Flash, buddy.
No, I know it's the Flash, but why is it the Crisis? I don't think...
Because in Crisis, the Flash ends up traveling through all sorts of different time frames and dimensions and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think that this is any indication that story will take place here. This movie proves
Definitely think that it's all connected, yeah. I think they're going to do a version of Crisis.
But it'll be as much a version of Crisis as this was a version of Dark Knight Returns, which means loose... That's what I'm trying to say.
That's the deal, right?
Yeah.
Then it has to be that, because that seemed to me, as a non-comic book fan, like, what the fuck just happened? Like,
that was one of my favorite parts of the movie, actually.
Yeah,
I geeked out like crazy. I was like,
But old school, how'd you feel?
Will, just a sec.
Oh, sorry.
And it was just, to me, though, it was a really cool dream and things. And, like, he tells him things about, like, what's supposed to happen. And I was like, oh, so cool. But I was actually, like, excited to see what was going to come from that. And then nothing happened. So I'm like,
No, that's for the future.
I know. But that's, they should have just, like, tiny, I don't know. Because of that scene, I feel like all the other scenes that were weirdly cut were probably also going to be from future movies that is probably going to connect everything together, you know? I don't know.
That's
Chippo.
The thing. They kind of smushed everything into this movie because they're behind, right? They think they're behind. So that's the thing. They should have spread these movies out. We'll be there. We'll wait. We'll go see them. You know, they should have had a 10, 20-year plan like Marvel.
Okay, did we talk about the length of the movie? It was long.
Like, did you mind that it was long?
Yeah, it was way too. It was about an hour too long.
Yeah, okay.
Like Charlie was saying, you're like, oh, make it 5 hours. No,
please don't.
They're saying that the
it was too long, but not long enough. As in, like, they should have cut an entire story, not just like snippets.
They could have cut out a lot of shit. They could have cut out the 15 flashbacks to Batman's parents being murdered. They could have cut out the Superman emo moment that he had where he's like, I'm sad, I'm Superman.
No, like, you know what else? They could have cut out that courtroom scene with the jar of piss.
They didn't show me Amy Adams' boob. I was very disappointed. They could easily cut out the bathtub scene. So,
by the way, you know what? I love this. This is a Superman movie. This is a superhero movie where there's a scene where Superman is there and around him is a bunch of charred corpses. And then he just flies away.
Oh, like, my God. That bothered me so much. Superman would be absolutely devastated if a building full of people were. He had no emotion. Superman would have quit.
Whoa, wait.
Superman would have flown up into space and, like, silent screamed in tears.
Yes. But he did.
He should have been an absolute wreck. I wanted to see that image of him on his knees.
Yeah.
Weeping. And then no more Superman. He would have quit. The Superman that I grew up with would not be let himself be the cause of
human. What are you talking about? Dude, the whole first movie killed 500 million people.
Exactly. And that shouldn't have been.
But here's, like, I love that. I love that. That's what got me finally into Superman, that he wasn't a goody-two-shoes fucking douchebag, that he had a bit of an edge to him. I thought that was cool.
But wait, there's a scene.
Superman can have edge without being a murderer.
Wait, there's a scene in Man of Steel. I love it. It's because the whole time, like, Russell Crowe gave him, like, that, I don't know, the thing, the key to bring his people back. He says he brings his people with him. So, like, hopefully there's a chance. At some point, Zod is like, so, like, we should bring back Krypton. And then Superman's like, Krypton had its chance. It's over. I'm like, fuck this. So that's like genocide. Like, yeah, seriously, that's a hell of an edge.
I'm cool with genocide.
He looks great. He looks great. You know, he looks like Superman. And, you know, and that's enough for some people, I guess. You know?
Yeah, no, he's the perfect ubermensch human to be Superman.
Can
I go back for a second?
Yeah.
That scene where the building blows up, I'm going to have to disagree with you guys because I was, like, heartbroken and I saw it in his face that he was, like, dead inside. Like, he couldn't believe that happened and there was absolutely nothing he could have done about that.
Wait, what? Yeah, he
didn't know.
Bombs.
He didn't know.
He has X-ray vision.
Yeah, he would have stopped that.
No,
wait, he would have definitely stopped that.
What, the bomb?
Yeah.
Distracted this movie.
Just
like,
a second. Wait, because he goes into the thing, okay? And then at the last possible second, he realizes what's happening. But, like, not even. Like, he's like, wait, something's happening.
But
and then
he's
the building,
no,
but
yeah.
The building blows up, okay? And then he leaves the building completely devastated. And then he goes back to his girlfriend, whatever. But, and he's like, I should have seen it. Like, I can't believe I didn't see. He was devastated.
Yes, but.
I love that scene.
I just wanted more emotion.
You know, are we supposed to believe that Superman did this? No, right? Like, nobody believes that Superman was responsible for the deathless people, right?
I know.
Okay, good. But now here's my question. We're supposed to think that Superman killed those people in Africa, though, right?
Like, the world thinks.
Yeah, you were framing him.
Yeah, they're framing him by shooting people with bullets. like since when? Like, bullets that nobody else has? Superman just came with, like,
by the way, do you guys know that the guy that was shot in the beginning was supposed to be Jimmy Olsen?
Yeah, it sucks. Did you know that, guys?
No.
Old School, yeah.
Yeah, the guy that shot, that was good old Jimmy.
He's in the credits.
Isn't the Jenny character supposed to replace the Jimmy character?
As far as her role is concerned, but they're saying that was Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, he's in the credits. But yeah, guys, the thing is this. So he goes to Africa, and then there's, like, supposed to be, like, they're staging him. However, that's, like, the worst way to do it, because we know they were all shot with bullets. There was a reporter there. She reported they were shot with these experimental bullets. How would that frame Superman? He doesn't shoot people.
But here's the thing. The regular Joe Blow fucking Trump voter is not going to realize that Superman doesn't shoot people. Yeah, that's, like, you guys know it. We know it. You guys read the comic books. You guys know fucking how Superman works. Most of the people probably don't. He's probably a new phenomenon. So
they think that Superman's going around with, like, a giant gun shooting them.
How the fuck do they know what he's got? Maybe he's got bolts coming out of his
ass. But just a second. Maybe Dave, you can answer this. But there was a reason, though. Like, it's not the fact that Superman killed those people, but the reason it happened is because of Superman. That was the story, no?
I didn't catch that at all. That would be better. That'd be better, Charlie, but I didn't catch that.
I actually have to watch the movie again to sort of, like, absorb all of those little plot lines. But from what I understand, that they found a way to sort of just make people believe that Superman is the cause of all these people dying. And I think they just basically, Luthor or whatever, manipulated the media to believe that. I don't know. The movie was really written really...
Yes. Superman was the cause of what happened, but it's not that he killed those people. Like, he's the reason why those people died, but it's not him that did it. That's what it
is. I think she might be right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I don't remember exactly what it was, but that's what it was.
Okay, well, I prefer that. That's good, Charlie. But you know what? The fact that I don't know this means that the film wasn't clear enough about it, and that's still a flaw in the film.
Or maybe you just misinterpreted
it. Maybe I did.
Oh, holier-than-thou fucking comic book reader.
You know what? Fair enough.
You're too busy for your goddamn fucking side references and your fucking hints and all this bullshit. You don't pay attention to fucking story.
I'll tell you this. Did you catch it Old School?
No. Of course not. Okay, what's with the super shredder fucking Zod guy? What's with that?
Yeah, super shredder.
Are you talking about Doomsday?
Yeah, super shredder.
Before we get to there, can we talk about Zod's body? Because this is my thing, and maybe it's just me, but the way that he pans these shots, you have Zod's naked body, and twice it happens that, like, they make the camera go, and you're like, oh,
you're ready to go for that cock. I know, I guarantee.
I see the cock.
I actually mentioned that to Old School. I'm like, I guarantee you Will's going to watch this and be like, come on, Shannon Cox.
Jesse Eisenberg has actually said that everything is molded exactly like Michael Shannon's body, except for that part. That's just like a random, like, I don't know, like, dildo cock or something.
That's not Michael Shannon?
Sorry?
You talked so loud that you muted yourself.
Yeah.
So. Wait, so that's not Michael Shannon in these shots?
It's not Michael Shannon's penis.
Oh, no, no. Okay, I'm sorry.
Do
what I mean? Shannon, is the actor...
Michael Shannon was only molded for the face. That's just a dummy.
I didn't know that.
I think you're really upset, Will, that they didn't mold Michael Shannon's cock.
No, but, like, guys, but I found a photo because the camera was, like, really close to it.
Pretty sure you could see it in Boardwalk Empire.
It's not about that. It was just funny how those scenes were overly homoerotic, away from that scene, from that part of body. It was just funny that way.
I'm pretty sure he was naked in Boardwalk Empire.
I don't need to see his cock. I just found the scenes funny.
Sure you want to see his cock.
If it's not Fassbender or the other one, Will doesn't want to see it.
Liam Neeson.
Fassbender, that was something.
So heavy set. Michael Shannon's cock. No, I'm kidding.
Did you like?
Hold on. Will's exact reaction right now to trying to find his cock is, "I will find it. I will find it. I will find it."
Okay, so Super Shredder, heavy set, go.
Oh my God, it's Doomsday.
Oh, Doomsday, whatever. Yeah,
I like Super Shredder. Doomsday was, and Super Shredder got squashed a lot harder.
Well, he got hit with a fucking nuke and no sold it. I thought that was pretty.
Well, it's going on the side topic of me talking about Super Shredder, but we're gonna have this badass fight scene. Oh no, we're not.
Yeah, Doomsday is the type of character that actually it should have his own movie. Yeah, I wasn't that crazy about how they portrayed him and how they made him and how he looked, you know. It didn't look like the Doomsday from the comics for me, so immediately.
Oh, it's because he followed the comics.
But he also had more powers than he should have had.
I liked the fact that he evolved as he fought, the bones coming out and stuff like that, because that was pretty well done and everything, but, you know, for me personally, it's just like Superman's supposed to literally fight him until he can't fight anymore and his body breaks down.
But, you know, spoiler alert, he did die in this movie, Dave.
Yeah, but
except
Doomsday's not supposed to have a fucking EMP as a power.
Yeah,
he's just supposed to be a killing machine. He just murders things. That's all he does.
That was dumb. I would have been fine with him having Kryptonian powers, but yeah, I don't know what that was.
Are you guys okay with him no-selling the nuke?
Yeah, Doomsday would no-sell a nuke, no problem.
I did like how Superman was all like super like drained after taking him into space with the nuke.
Yeah, that was Frank Miller's stuff.
I think that's why they should have killed him, I think.
Well, you would kind of ruin the Justice League, but yeah. Speaking of the fighting scenes, Batman and Superman, I thought they were extremely well done.
Yeah, I like the fight. The fight was great. Yeah.
The initial fight scene where, you know, he kicked Batman's ass, obviously, because he's fucking godlike. And then Batman gets the Kryptonian suit and fucking shoots him in the face. And, like, you could see the vulnerability of Superman and the back and forth. Like, I thought those fight scenes were very, very well done.
Definitely see that the whole point of the movie was them preparing for this fight in a really good Dark Knight Returns accurate fight between Batman and Superman. That was what the whole movie was about. But they should have worked on everything else around it.
To get there, I found it so forced to actually get to that point. Like, that fight doesn't actually make much sense. But by the way, about the fight, my favorite scene, maybe you like it too old school, is when Batman's, like, punching him in the face. And then, like, slowly he's getting shanked back. So, like, the punch is less effective.
One of my favorite parts.
That's my favorite part of the movie.
That was funny.
I liked Batman's just, like, stepping back, like, total like Ric Flair, like no, come on now, you know, it was well done, you know, that stuff I loved. I loved Batman attacking the building with the bad guys in it to save Martha and like all that stuff. The fight was great. The fight was great, you know, all that was great. It was just the movie around it needed to be a lot better.
You know what, you're talking about comic relief, but I think Batman helped with that. I think there could have been more humor though.
Oh, definitely. The movie.
Yeah, I agree.
The movie is way too dark and grim. Yeah. Like for those characters, it just didn't fit.
Because it's joyless. Like, I mean, you would hope that a film called Superman and Batman would have, you know, would have some fun. But no, like kids actually cry watching this movie. They have to be taken out because it's not a film for kids. And like that's kind of to me a bit sacrilegious, right?
A film about superheroes is not for kids. I don't think Warner Brothers understands that comic book movies have to have a bit of levity. There has to be a balance of that
and color,
you know.
From what I've heard, Warner Brothers and DC has a no-joke policy.
Yeah, that's right. They have a no-joke policy.
Will!
Sorry.
And now they're talking about a large financial reshoot for Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I heard that.
Start adding in some jokes and stuff. I mean, this is the first $100 million loser of the year, I think, where it made over 100-something million and then a lot less the next week. So now there's like, oh, well, because Deadpool did so well with all the joking and Suicide Squad is supposed to be a little more lighthearted, let's work on the film some more.
That's where they're wrong. That Suicide Squad shouldn't be more lighthearted. It should be darker. You know, they're all messed up.
But one thing, though, that's not real. That's a hoax. The thing with like the $100 million reshoot thing, that's actually a hoax. That's not real. That came from like a message that people started propagating, but there's actually no reality to that. And the film itself in the commercial actually does have some jokes, like when Captain Boomerang takes a sip of that Coke. So the film will have more levity.
He's an adult. He drinks a beer.
Yeah. Oh, it's a beer. Australia. Sorry.
And then, Harley breaking the window and stealing the thing. She's like, we're criminals.
Yeah, so it's already fun. They already have that thing.
So are we consensus? Are we pissed off about the whole Martha thing?
you're pissed off. I'm okay with it.
I get what they were trying to do, but there should have been more of a lead up to it. You know what I mean? Like, they should have done it in a different way. I don't know how, but I think they just should have did it so it meant more, and it just wasn't woo out of nowhere. You know,
there was enough lead up for Batman because, like, you see his mom die, you see her great. Like, the Batman lead up is there. For Superman, the weird thing is that let's say your mom was kidnapped and he's about to kill you. You're not gonna say like, Nadia, they're gonna kill you. You just say like, they're gonna kill my mom, dude. It's my mom. Like, nobody calls their parents their first names, do they? I don't know. I find that a bit odd.
But what? What are you saying? It's the girlfriend that says that his name is Martha.
No, she says Martha. He goes like, Martha, this is Martha.
You're going to kill Martha. And it's like, Martha, and then instant best friend.
Yeah. Nobody calls their parents Martha.
It, you're right. That's funny. But I actually liked it. I didn't mind that moment. I'm not going to say, like, I loved it.
No.
I actually thought it was, like, cool that they stopped, like, because of that. They both have their Martha. It's just funny that two grown men stop fighting because they, you know, are afraid to lose their mommies.
Again, it shouldn't have even got to that point. You know, personally, I just don't think Batman would have tried to kill.
Now, Charlie, what if Lex Luthor's mom was also called Martha? And he knew that before. Would he have gone at Lex Luthor's side?
Well, no, probably not. But I think what was funny about that fight scene, though, is that everything could have been avoided if Superman just would have been like, he has my mother.
Yeah, I know.
And that's it. It would have been like, oh, okay, let's go kill him then. You know what I mean? Like, all that fight scene was for nothing.
Superman was being a dick, and he's like, you got to do it my way. Batman's like, fuck you. That's not, no, it doesn't work like that.
I know. By the way, speaking of things to be avoided, Superman is like a easily been avoided. He actually has Batman and Wonder Woman right next to him, and he's like, who should kill Doomsday with this, like...
Yeah, that bothered me.
Kryptonite. Hey, I could just give it to Batman. Or
with
better,
his last Wonder bit of strength, now. He could have just thrown the spear through... Doomsday's heart.
I think that has to do with the guilt trip that he was going through because everybody was against him and because he let all those people die. So he wanted to take care of it and try to, like, gain the people's trust again. I think that was more that.
So now if the kryptonite drains him all his strength, how does he, like, power up when the kryptonite is still right next to him?
Yeah,
he's still
I been guess super weak and not been able to do anything. He had a reserve. It was his last reserve.
He hulked up.
Yeah.
It was his last little bit of strength, you know?
Like, he almost drowns from picking up the spear in the water. And then he's like, I'm able to fly with it. And I could drive it through this giant monster's super bony body through its
heart. Well, he is Superman.
And he does die, like, seconds later.
He does die. Wait, but the Krypton doesn't kill him, though.
No, but I mean...
Yeah, actually, he's not even dead, guys.
No, but I know, we know, la. But I mean, like, when he drives the spear, maybe he took so much of his power that he actually died from it. You know what I mean?
As you said, Wonder Woman was introduced in a good amount at the end of the film. We also saw The Flash and some other guy. I forget his
Aquaman.
Oh, no, I know Aquaman.
Cyborg.
The guy who looks like Cyborg. Roman Reigns there. Or the guy from Game of Thrones that looks like Roman Reigns.
That was Aquaman.
And then the cyborg guy.
Yes.
Whoever the fuck he is. Sure. I care more about The Flash. I don't like the guy who plays The Flash, though. He's garbage.
Yeah, me too.
I should have taken the guy from the TV show.
I agree.
That's an alternate universe, though, from the movie.
I don't give a shit. Who cares?
It does matter. It always
matters. I'm willing to give this kid a chance. He looks different, you know, but now he's cut his hair, thankfully. And, you know, I want to give the kid a chance. I think he might do a pretty good job.
So, Heavy, what'd you think of the Wonder Woman portrayal? What'd you think of the introduction to the other characters?
I thought they were okay. We already knew the introduction of Wonder Woman, which kind of sucked. I don't mind the whole video thing. And for you not to know who the Flash was in the early dream sequence, I'm not a comic book person, but I still put two and two together and went, oh, that's the Flash.
Whatever. I mean, I'm sorry. It was four hours.
I mean, I didn't know the story, but I just went, oh, lightning bolts. It's got to be the Flash.
Right. Gotcha. Thanks for pointing out my stupidity.
I had mentioned
right now
during the movie. Why was Captain Kirk with Wonder Woman in 1918?
I saw that.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That was a great point up, by the way.
Well, see, I didn't read up on the movie coming out, the Wonder Woman movie, so I'm like, why is Captain Kirk there?
Yeah, I personally loved Wonder Woman. I thought that was one of the best parts of the movie, the lasso. You know, she was the only real superhero
that
I kind of felt.
Her smile, too. She smiles when she realizes how much
that
was fun.
Bit with Doomsday, that was really good. You know, like, I thought she did a good job. I'm looking forward to her movie. I actually think it's great to see Wonder Woman, finally, and a badass Wonder Woman.
I think it's kind of cool that they didn't stereotype her, like, big tits and all that shit. You know what I mean? Like, they played her like a normal woman.
I would have liked her to be bigger, but I would have just liked a thicker Wonder Woman. She's an Amazon. But I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do with the movie. It's the first female superhero movie since Elektra. So
she looked like Xena, Warrior Princess, a little bit, no?
Yeah,
that's
good.
That's supposed to, yeah.
By the way, if you want to see Zimmer wear a princess naked, just watch Right Lucy Lawless Naked Spartacus, and you'll get
thank
that.
You.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Good stuff.
Since we're talking about Gal Gadot, you know.
Right. Okay, so the consensus from majority of you guys, some people kind of liked it. Some people really didn't like it. I liked it, but I think the consensus was the story was a bit weak.
Yeah.
It was a little long or a lot long, depending on how you interpret it. Some of the story pieces, like Dave said, especially for comic book fans, didn't make sense. So the main question is, where do they go from here? Can they fix what they fucked up? Do they do a prequel? Do they just stop this altogether and kind of shift gears? Dave, if you were the producer of the movie studio and made this movie and seen the poor result, how would you navigate ahead?
I would definitely look at what the other guys are doing and try to bring a little bit more levity to the Justice League movie and make it about superheroes, you know, and the DC characters, and make it, you know, that epic DC superheroes movie that we've always wanted. You know, we've always wanted to see Batman and Superman in the same movie together, and it was meh. So they've got to fix that, you know. They've got to make Superman come back triumphant and a hero. And, you know, I just think that, you know, I am looking forward to it. I love the Justice League parts. Aquaman looked awesome. We got to see a little bit of Mother Box with Cyborg and his origin. We got to see the Flash a little bit, and you know, Green Lantern's coming and stuff like that. So, you know, I think that we can see something good in the future in the Justice League movie. Whether it will be good or not, we'll see. You know, it's Snyder again, so, you know, I don't know. We're going to have
Here's an interesting thing you mentioned. You got to see what they're doing and kind of follow. I think in your mentioning Marvel, kind of follow what Marvel's doing.
And, you know, not to a T. You know, of course, they don't have to do exactly what they're doing. They don't have to make it as funny. They don't have to make it as, you know, light and bright, or, I mean, even though the Marvel movies are all different in their own way, I think they have to just sort of stay true to their history and stay true to their comics and make the fans happy. You know, don't worry about trying to make your characters cooler. You know, that's what Marvel doesn't do. Marvel doesn't try to make their characters any cooler or different or more extreme than they were. They've worked for, you know, decades, generations. So you don't have to make them cooler. They're cool already.
Will, would you agree what he's saying? Because my perspective of what he's saying is, you know, it seems like you're trying to follow something from the Marvel Universe. Wouldn't you want to stand out and not be following something, be more of a trendsetter?
Yeah, I actually agree with that. But I think they're doing the trend the wrong way. And following Marvel is not necessarily following what they do in the films, but following their approach, which means to stick to the essence of the characters and also to make a film that everybody can enjoy. That's what I find so weird about this movie, is that usually these kinds of movies, you want to make money off the merchandise, right? Like these big movies like this. But yet these are films that are not geared for kids. So there's no point. So there's like, what's with all the toys that I see in Toys R Us? Like, you see what I mean? There's this really weird disconnect here. So I would just want them to make a film that's a bit more accessible to everybody. And if they can do it, I think they'll actually make a better movie out of it.
You know, now, Will. When I left this movie, and I say this all the time, I wasn't uplifted. You know, when I go to a Marvel movie, no matter what it is, no matter how different it is than all the other ones, I find when I leave a Marvel movie or even one of the X-Men movies, I feel happy. I feel uplifted. I feel like, wow, you know? And that's what you have to feel like when you leave a Batman versus Superman.
I know. So, like, old school, we're not... Oh, sorry, go ahead, Dave.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so old school, the thing is, we're not trying to copy Marvel. We're just trying to... Like, it's Marvel, it's the X-Men, it's any Pixar film. It's a film that's got these legendary characters, and you want to give them justice, and you want to introduce them to a new audience, and hopefully brainwash them to buy toys. You want to try and say, like, I don't mind that aspect, and actually make a better movie out of it. That's it.
You're talking about, I guess, darker movies or more adult-like movies not having toys. What about Terminator?
No. That's the weird part. This movie has toys, but I don't know who's buying them since the film's not for the kids.
No, but like people, the kids bought Terminator toys.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe back that wasn't they a kid's, have made you know. Terminator toys for little kids.
Yeah. I'm regardless of whether they should make it or not, are they selling?
No, you're right. Same for like Gremlins, right? They made a bunch of those Gizmo dolls, but then the movie is clearly not for kids. No, you're right. However, you know what's fun about Terminator is a fun film. And Gremlins is also fun in a super dark way, but it's fun. This movie's very dull.
Dark and fun. Dark and fun are two different things. They can coexist.
Different things, This movie is dark, but also gloomy and depressing and not fun. Like, it can be dark and fun.
The Daredevil series on Netflix is a perfect example of that. It's dark, and yet the story is so good, and the acting is so good, and it's just, you have fun with it.
Yeah, I don't like that guy from the Mighty Ducks.
What?
Yeah, Foggy. He's amazing.
Yeah,
Foggy's from the Mighty Ducks. Who is in the Mighty Ducks?
Carp.
you need side sucks. Characters that you love. You know, like I want side characters in Batman and Superman that I love. You know, I don't know.
I'm not a huge fan of the love interest either. Carp.
I mean, go ahead.
You know what? Fuck Zack Snyder. You're the director. How do you proceed?
To me, it wasn't Zack Snyder. It was more the written component of the movie. There is potential with Suicide Squad. We've seen it. A lot of us, I believe, have agreed that we want to go see it. So it's just a question of how good Wonder Woman's going to be. Now, I know Snyder's still on for the next Justice League. It's just because I find it weird how they're doing a Justice League movie and then a Flash and an Aquaman movie after the Justice League movie, which, like, to me, your timing's off on that.
Yeah,
you have to introduce the Flash, you have to introduce Aquaman, you have to introduce Cyborg, and now, from what I'm hearing, the Cyborg movie's after Justice League Part 2, which is stupid. So they should do the three Wonder Woman, Flash, Aquaman, Cyborg standalones, and then do Justice League 1 year and then the next year, like what Marvel's going to do, whereas having a two-year gap between your Justice League movies is gonna suck.
Yeah, Marvel set up everything. So when the Avengers movie came along, there was it was just fun. It was just pow, zoom, boom, you know, and it was awesome.
I mean, you can't make a movie like sitting through it. It felt almost like a chore at some points.
Okay, you're fired. Heavyset, you're now the director. How do you proceed with this franchise?
I kind of agree with the whole sentiment of trying to copy what Marvel's doing, at least do the slower pace thing. Of why you're building to your bigger movie of the Justice League, because we know that's coming, just like when after the first two Marvel movies came out for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we knew that was what was coming up next eventually. And we got to learn all these different characters in their own individual movies. And I feel with what we've had so far, at least with Batman versus Superman, that they're going to try to do a mad rush to catch up in a way to everything that Marvel's doing. And you don't want that. Yeah, they are very successful at what they did, Marvel, but it also took them years to get there. And that's what I would much rather see them try to do.
Charlie, now, you know, not being a huge comic book fan, kind of like me, do you think the timing's right? Do you think they should do a Justice League right away? Or do you agree with Karp's stance? Like, would you prefer to go see Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Flash first? How would you do it?
Can I ask a stupid question first?
Go.
Is Batman going to be in that movie? No, obviously.
Batman's going to be in Justice League.
Yeah, of course he will. He will.
Batman's the leader.
He's the leader.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, good. I don't know. I feel like the other movie is it the same director? Is it the same person?
Snyder, yeah.
Yep.
I feel like they're probably going to make the same mistake. Like, everything was so rushed in this movie. And like you guys said, like, nobody was introduced properly. Nobody. It was just like little snippets here and there and there that I feel like the next movie, Suicide Squad, they're going to spend like half the movie introducing people and like just like building a small story for them individually that we won't even have anything to like enjoy. Like, this whole movie was supposed to be about Doomsday. And we had like, what, 4 minutes? How long was that fight? Like, it was...
Wait, I thought it was supposed to be about the fight between Superman and Batman, no?
No, but also, like, they could have made an entire movie for Doomsday also. Like, why was everything put in one spot? I feel like they're going to do the exact same mistakes with Suicide Squad. So I think, you know, I should direct that movie, and that's it.
You probably do better than Snyder,
apparently. I hope that all of the Justice League movies are going to be, like, sort of prequel sort of things. And that when it's all out, you'll be able to watch them in a certain sequence and it will make sense. You know, it's different than what Marvel's doing, but at least maybe, you know, it'll be done in a way that it will eventually all sort of...
I'm hoping that's what it is, too. I'm hoping that all this, like, huge mess in this movie was completely intentional because they're supposed to develop each single story in different movies so that eventually you can watch them all and be like, oh, okay, but let's see. Anyway, ship up. They're probably going to be a reboot in 2 years and that's all.
Yeah, it'll be like X-Men 3. It never happened.
Yeah, DC's done that, like, so many times in their actual comic books, so... Yeah, it's very possible that they could just, like, reboot their whole universe in the movies. That would be dumb, but, you know, whatever.
The only way to fix this is to have Chris Nolan direct, my opinion. Wonder Woman movie. Charlie, are you looking forward to this?
Meh.
Nope.
No.
That's a meh. Heavy set.
What was the question?
Wonder Woman. Are you looking forward to it?
I want to see a trailer first, but right now I'm kind of so-so on this whole... DC universe. I mean, I like Batman versus Superman, but Suicide Squad, I'm like, eh. And I'd just rather see more from actual trailer from Wonder Woman before I even make a judgment.
Will, you looking forward to Wonder Woman or just scrap the individual movies and just do a Suicide Squad? Not Suicide Squad. Justice League.
No, I'm looking forward to... But we're getting everything, no?
No, I'm just saying, like, are you looking forward to just a Wonder Woman? Or would you prefer them just scrap the individual movies and go straight to a Justice League?
I actually don't care what we get as long as it's good. I don't have a preference. I think it can be done.
You're avoiding the question.
No. What would I rather have? You know what? Give me a big Justice League movie. I'll take that. Done well.
Carp, Wonder Woman, yay or nay?
I'm a yay. I think Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman has potential. For the 16 or so lines she had in Batman v Superman, you know, she did an all right job. We'll see how she is from what we got of the Metahuman files. If they're going to do like the 1918 World War One type stuff, then I think it's going to be pretty cool. So like Heavy said, I'll wait for a trailer. I still think it's going to be good, though. It'll probably be better than this.
I do like their choice for Wonder Woman. I liked her in the movie. I think that it's just going to be a filler movie. Like it's not going to develop anything. I'm hoping if they do something like back in the day, like in the past, and they base the movie on that, that might be very interesting. But it's probably just going to be another generic superhero movie and it's going to be blah, whatever.
Dave, I don't think Wonder Woman's a draw. Do you agree with me?
No, I think actually like young girls and stuff, they're already really liking her. So I think that she is the one chance that we could have a really great leading superhero female. You know, she is the first, right? So, you know, I love that it's a period piece. I love period piece superhero movies, Rocketeer, Captain America. I love those movies. I can't wait to see what they do with her. You know, she's the one character that has not really a problem with killing people. So, you know, I think that we might see that. She can be a darker character, you know. She's a warrior. I've already seen pictures of the Amazons and the costumes and stuff. It looks amazing. So I'm really excited for Wonder Woman. I love the character and I can't wait.
Old school. Didn't you say Ant-Man wouldn't be a draw?
Oh yeah.
I don't remember saying that.
No, yeah, because I do.
I remember, too.
Of old school at the movies. So,
I don't remember that.
No, you're incorrect on that part.
Yeah, don't remember that happening.
Old school, I actually think Wonder Woman is a draw and that it will work out. And I'm excited for it, too. So I think it's going to be fine.
I think it's going to bomb because nobody wants to see a woman in a lead role.
From a guy that actually worked for years in comic book store. More women are reading comic books right now. There's almost more girls reading comic books than guys. So, you know, I think that it's the time now. Captain Marvel's going to be better, though.
I think you're more of a Marvel fanboy. I think you're a DC hater. It's been evident throughout this entire podcast and speaking with you that you have an anti-DC sentiment. So,
that's totally not. I have friends that work for the company. No, I absolutely
not. No, I think you're – no.
I am a Marvel guy. I always have been. I love Marvel.
Yeah, there you go. See, that truth comes out.
I read DC.
And you're a shill.
I have a Lois and Clark comic book opened right in front of me right now. So there.
I don't know what your negativity toward Batman is, but it really disturbs me, and we're going to leave it at that.
I love Batman. He's my guy. Come on.
Yeah,
I love Batman, too. Just not in
this movie. I believe Charlie.
Not in this movie, but usually he's cool.
I just want to know why you have a comic book open about two American frontiers in the 1800s. I don't get it.
And what is the correlation with Star Trek and Wonder Woman? Why is Captain Kirk in there? Dave, you have not answered that question.
It's Steve Trevor. He was Wonder Woman's boy toy.
Lover.
you know.
Is it some kind of mix between the universes where Captain Kirk goes back in time as this guy?
That would be awesome.
It could
That would be awesome.
Sure,
That'd
why not?
Awesome. Actually, you know, Wonder Woman was created in World War II. This is a little further back. But I think what they're trying to do is sort of make that connection to the old school Wonder Woman, the wartime
Star Trek universe.
The wartime Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what they're trying to do. They've just made her kind of older and immortal or whatever it is. But yeah, I think they're just trying to make it. They're trying to blend in a lot of the different mythos.
It's the Star Trek DC crossover event where Captain Kirk has to travel back in time to save the whales to save the future.
Totally.
Hey, Star Trek was published by DC at one time.
That's true.
Yeah, comes full circle. Okay, score on 10. Dave, what do you get Batman versus Superman?
I hate numbers. 7.
Carp.
5.
Will.
3.
Fuck you. Yeah. Heavy set.
4 out of 10 at best. No.
Wow.
No, I give it a 7.
And Charlie.
Well, as a movie or as the fact that it's Batman versus Superman?
However you want to interpret it.
As Batman versus Superman, I'm going to give it a 6.5.
And I give it a 7. That's why I find it interesting that Dave and I both give it the same number. But he was more disappointed than
old
I was.
School, but if, it looked, if
the Flash scene was awesome, the intro with Batman was awesome, the fight was good, the movie looked amazing, I liked the look of the movie, I like Zack Snyder, how he sets up a shot, all that technical stuff was fine. It just, personally, it's just the heart of the movie was sort of off for me. That's
same for me.
Old school, if it lived up to the hype, then how come you only give it a 7?
I find 7's a good number.
Oh, okay.
It's above 5. I mean, it's not necessarily the most perfect movie, so that probably takes out 9 and 10, and then it's probably between 7 and 8. So I've kind of the third one said 7. So
passing grade.
Yeah, you know what? Story was too long. Eisenberg was a complete pile of shit.
The Wayne's dying.
Yeah, there was a couple of things that were stupid, but overall, there was more good than bad.
I wanted to see a bit more of their cities. I wanted to see, a metropolis that was like light and with the sun coming up and stuff like that. Then I wanted a transition to Gotham. It was dark and mean, and I wanted to see that balance. There was no balance.
And no Lois Lane boob.
Who cares? You think she's hot?
She's gorgeous.
Did you
man.
Guys talk about Lois Lane? Because I found that was just...
We didn't talk about her.
Dumb. Like, she came out of nowhere. They're living together. Like, there's no story of how they met, how they whatever.
Yeah,
and
if he comes inside her, she blows up.
Yeah, exactly. They have sex. Like, come on now.
My problem was that she kept getting into trouble and he had to go off and save her every 2 seconds. Jeez. And I guess that's... Joke. Part of the whole Superman thing. Yeah, I would have liked to have said, like, geez, Lois, can you stop, like, trying to die for 2 seconds? I got a monster over here that I'm fighting, And
she's jumping off buildings.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the fact that Luther knew about this, right? Because that's the reason why she ended up going to Africa, because he knew that Superman would go and save her. Like, he actually knew that they were together. Anyway.
Yeah, in Man of Steel, that was all...
Huge lack of storyline there.
Well, you kind of missed Man of Steel. You would have seen
Did you not watch Man of Steel, Charlie?
I don't think I did. I don't remember.
So then...
So, Will, you don't think Amy Adams is attractive?
I think she's... I don't need to see her boobs. She's not that kind of hot. She's beautiful, but it's not the kind of girl
she
I want to see.
She needs a cock.
You don't need to see her boobs, but other people, you need to see their...
No, like,
really?
She's not like a girl I want to see. I need to see naked. And like, I don't know, me, J-Lo, or off the Lucy Lawless... Not the kind of.
But I'm saying it wouldn't hurt to check a bit of Amy Adams' boobie.
But no, but it
American didn't... Hustle, she was hot, man. Mm. Did you see American Hustle?
I did see American. You're right. That's a good point, man. It's a good point.
That's why they fight, because Amy Adams has sex with Batman in American
Hustle.
That's
right.
So Superman's super pissed about it.
Did you ever watch what was it called? Hollywoodland? Did you ever watch Hollywoodland?
No.
It's a movie where Ben Affleck has sex with Diane Lane.
Oh, there. That's even more of a reason.
Martha issues.
Yeah, exactly.
Martha, yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's put this kryptonite into the chest of this movie and end this show with our plugs and final thoughts. Dave, what's that?
No, sorry, kryptonite in the chest. That was an actual Superman villain.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Metallo.
There you go. Yeah, plugs, final thoughts. Dave, where can we find you online?
Expert Comics, Expert Comics News and Reviews. I got a whole bunch of stuff going on all week. You can find me there. I'm also a writer for Heroes of the North web series. Check that out on YouTube and their website. And yeah, that's it.
Carp.
As per usual, at Killer Carpe Diem on Twitter. Once I've received the file and begin editing, I'll
can you shut the fuck up? I'm going to send you the file after this podcast.
I'll be inside.
Stop harassing me.
Episode 6 should be out within the next couple of weeks. StableWars.com, new season will be starting shortly. You can win WrestleMania Anthology DVD or like Viva La Raza, the box set, if you win the season. So come and check us out at StableWars.com.
Always looking for new members. Will, Cybertron, SEIBertron.com.
And by the way, my parting thoughts, sorry to make it a bit long, but I did like a live tweet on Twitter. So you can find me at Will Maurizio.
Charlie, let's get your plugs and final thoughts.
Yeah, I have no plugs. All One Aside has been suspended for a bit just because, oh, there he goes. Because we have no time, so maybe eventually you'll come back. Final thoughts, I wish this movie would have been better. That's it.
There you go. Okay, heavy set, plugs, final thoughts.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
At the rate that it takes for this show to come out for, you know, you producing shows, I hope it's a really great summer for everybody. And they really enjoyed this episode.
Fuck you.
I'm still waiting on the Tommy Boy episode at the time we're recording this to come out. So I'm hoping that's out by now. And I hope everybody enjoyed that episode. I'm probably 31 by that time this episode comes out. So,
The sarcasm. That's great. Thank you for those insights. So for Dave, Carp, Will, Heavy Set, and Podcaster Charlie, this is Old School saying, I don't know. Just don't check out Batman. Forget it. Fuck it. Watch Marvel. Bye.
Get ready for the greatest honest trailer competition of all time. Michael Keaton's Batman versus Christopher Reeve's Superman. Two honest trailers, one epic showdown. Stay tuned until the end of the trailer to see how you can determine the winner. Now, get ready for Batman. Before Christopher Nolan saved Batman from nipples, raves, and ice puns,
Joe.
Tim Burton had to save him from this.
You know your Neosaurus as well, Robin. Peanut butter sandwiches it is.
Holy gritty reboot. Quick, to the reboot-mobile. Tim Burton's Batman. Gear up for a movie that took the bad part of Batman pretty literally, as one man wages a war against crime in an awesome-looking bat suit and a severely limited range of motion. Wow, that is stiff. Can you even hear in that thing? Say what you want about Adam West, but at least he was able to move. Witness one of the best superhero castings of all time in Michael Keaton, a man so perfect for the role, his eyebrows are shaped like the logo. He's a reclusive billionaire dressed like your 10th grade English teacher, who's so unstable.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts.
It actually feels plausible he would pretend to be a bat and beat up poor people.
I think your friend Wayne is really screwed up.
But the Batman can only be defined by his Joker, and Jack Nicholson is the definitive Joker. Except for Heath Ledger.
Yep.
Or if you're a Mark Hamill guy. And Leto looks kind of rad in Suicide Squad. You know, now that I think about it, Nicholson is kind of just doing the Cesar Romero impression.
Yep.
You know what? Let's back this up. But the Batman can only be defined by his Joker. And Jack Nicholson is one of them. Watch as Jack Nicholson plays himself.
Jack.
Until an accident transforms him into a slightly creepier version of himself, who laughs so much he literally couldn't laugh anymore if he tried. I think he ran out of laughing gas. If you thought Batman had a rule against killing, you were wrong, as this version of the character ditches beating up criminals and opts for straight-up murder.
Fans are ticked off he's got a gun in the new trailer? This Batman's a serial killer.
Don't kill me, man!
I'm not going to kill you.
Nah, he probably is.
So suit up for the blockbuster that seamlessly blended dark and gritty with camp, that not only created the look, feel, and music that would define Batman for years to come.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
But set the pace for every comic book movie to follow, from trailer hype.
The Batman trailer, it may be better than the movie that follows it.
To merchandising.
From billboards to lunchboxes to frisbees.
To angry fanboy backlash before the movie is even released.
There was a controversy when actor Michael Keaton was cast to play Batman.
In the comic, he's 6'2", 210.
In fact, now that I think about it, this movie checked every box and break the internet bingo before there was even an internet. Let's see here. Changed the origin. A controversial lead. Killed the hero's main villain. Completely changed the costume. Oh man, I'm on a hot streak. Cast a black guy to play a white guy.
Hey, I got angry internet nerd bingo.
Do I win anything? Starring Battle Juice. Here's Joker. Batgirl's uncle. You either die a hero or live long enough to be recast in the sequel. Jack Nicholson's buddy that Nicholson insisted be in the movie or he wouldn't do it. And Vicky Vale screaming.
Yo, she screams so much.
Enough already. Batman Bertons. Okay, I've been trying to figure out what Joker says here for 26 years.
I'm of a mind, makes a mookie.
I have a mind, makes a movie?
I'm of a mind, makes a mookie.
Iodine minds make the moolah? Ugh, this is gonna bug me forever.